Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Stephen, 10 in the morning now, 6:46 here on a Monday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Man's body recovered from Lake Afton after he went missing while swimming.
Two.
Gasoline prices up 6 cents over the past 2 weeks nationwide to $2.22 a gallon.
One.
Several states putting reopening plans on hold after spikes in COVID-19 cases. Three big things. Stephen, Ted on KNSS.
Seen a bit of a traffic slowdown on I-135 this morning, and that traffic slowdown does appear to be around the 13th Street area, so watch for a slowdown there. And the gasoline prices in Wichita this morning averaging still around $1.88 a gallon. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Partly sunny, breezy, and hot today with a high of 92 degrees. Sunday's high was 94. Partly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 74. Tuesday, sunny and hot. Tomorrow's high, 101 degrees. A cloudy sky now, it's gusty south wind, gusting up to 38 miles per hour and 77 degrees. Summer has started, and you know what that means. The sun will be out in full force. Whether it's for gardening or golfing, lake time or game time, Hatman Jacks will make sure you're protected from the sun's rays. Hatman Jacks open Monday through Saturday at 601 West Douglas at the Clock Tower in Delano, or visit hatmanjacks.com. 6:47, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker, taking a selfie of himself right now. Going to probably Facebook that out.
You know, my daughters gave me new cufflinks for Father's Day, and I'm taking a picture of my new cufflinks. They're little propellers.
Oh, yeah, airplane propellers.
That I was going to take a picture and
those are nice.
Send it to them to show them that Daddy's wearing the cufflinks they bought him.
Not many people wear French cuffs anymore on their shirts.
I do. Yeah. I'm probably 70% French cuff.
Oh, are you really?
Okay. Yeah, I love them. I have a nice cufflink collection.
Good cufflink. All right.
Yeah.
6:48, Stephen Ted poll question on our webpage, knssradio.com. Should statues of Confederate soldiers remain on public display? Just tear them down, now getting 3%. Got 3% for tearing them down. Move them to museums where they can be displayed with educational historical context, 17%. Yes, they should stay where they are, 80%.
Wow.
That's about what it's been. It was a little higher before, but that's our Stephen Ted poll question on the webpage, knssradio.com. So log on and have some fun. Coronavirus concerns caused stocks to end in the red Friday.
A major sell-off to end a turbulent week, with stocks tumbling more than 2% after Texas and Florida ordered their bars to shut down once again following a significant surge in coronavirus cases. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick attributing the spike to the recent fervor of the bar scene, as young people were eager to socialize but not social distance. Texas is also ordering its restaurants to reduce operating capacity from 75% back down to 50. The move rattling investors, causing the Dow to close down 730 points and dragging all three major averages into the red for the week. Financial stocks were under pressure today as well after the Fed said banks have to pause dividend payments and share buybacks for the third quarter. In New York, I'm Ellie Terrett, Fox News.
Stephen's end of the morning now, 6:50 on a Monday morning. Should all kids inherit an equal amount? Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker. This morning. Good morning, Don.
Good morning. You know, should you split your estate equally between your children? Well, most parents I deal with are egalitarians. They want to be fair and demonstrate that they held no favorites. Now, we know Steve and Ted were both, and Jad were all three favorites in their family, of
Absolutely.
Course. Yeah. Well, there are only two circumstances when I've seen an estate favor or disfavor an heir: a special needs child or a problem child. Now, if you have well-adjusted, self-sufficient offspring, are there situations whereby an unequal distribution of an estate might be warranted? Well, let's examine Janet and Jim, imaginary kids. Now, they have two kids, Caleb and Kelly. Caleb is the oldest son, lives close by, and with he and his family visit Jim and Janet all the time. He works hard, makes a fair living, enough to support his wife and three kids. He also helps subsidize his oldest son and his family. Jeff will probably be the one to take care of mom and dad when they need it. Well, Kelly is single, successful and stylish. She runs her own business and lives in a large metro area, which is far from Jim and Janet. Mom and dad don't see her much, nor does her brother and his brood, but she is liked by all. Now, I painted a picture that screams for mom and dad to give Caleb more. After all, he's closer, more involved with Kelly, doesn't really need it. But an unbalanced distribution may invite discord and possibly litigation if Kelly is upset by the allocation. In most happy family cases, I would consider an equal final distribution, but enhanced living financial help. If Janet and Jim have a surplus beyond what they will need to live their lives comfortably, they could help now. Perhaps subsidize Caleb by funding the grandkids' education. Pay for extracurricular sports and activities. They may help pay for Caleb to renew and expand his home. This might be fair because it goes directly to the grandkids and the family's lifestyle. If Caleb will take care of mom and dad when they need it, he could be paid for that during their lifetime. This will legitimately compensate him for a disruption in his life without showing favoritism. All these scenarios allow for an equal final distribution that should maintain harmony in the family. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call. The number is 634-2222.
Of course, that is up to the discretion of the person who is leaving the will, what they want to leave.
Right? It certainly is, but often there are pressures, and I see it just in my family. You know, we have one child in my family who's gotten a lot of help throughout her life, and you know, my older brother is saying, well, she shouldn't get as much. Well, but you know what? That's mom and dad's decision, not his.
Yeah, that's true.
So shut up.
If they make their wishes known in that will. I mean, my mom and dad, there was certain little items, about three of them that had been promised to grandkids or children,
and they were
in there, you know. So
sure,
no fuss, no muss. As the executor, I said, "There it is, you know, take it away." So.
Exactly.
All right, good planning. Today is nice. You were taking a selfie. Today is National Camera Day.
Ah, well, you see, I'm honoring it already.
It commemorates photographs, the camera, and their invention. And I have a friend who has been taking photos for a living, you know, school photos and whatnot, of classes and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Mike said, heck, he's darn cell phones anymore. He can take a good photo as he can almost. So.
There's almost no such thing as a camera anymore.
That's going to say.
That's true. That's
earlier
true.
This morning, I was reading that. I said, yeah, you're right, Ted. What is a camera? Well, there's one in my pocket.
Yeah.
My wife,
it's amazing.
My wife still has one. It takes great pictures, but I don't know if she's ever going to use it again or not, Ted. It's just.
I know.
It's kind of passe, but if you got a camera, there you go. Did you ever have a good camera, either of you?
No. Photography was a hobby of mine. I did it actually for a short time. I did it to enhance my income.
Yeah.
The
best I ever had was a little Yashica I bought when I couldn't afford it, and I think 73 or something.
Oh yeah,
took great pictures though.
We lived in Japan. I bought, at that time, we called it a Nikon, which the people call them Nikons incorrectly.
Nikon. Yeah.
I had a separate hand meter, you know, that you would take the light with and everything.
Ooh.
And different lenses. And Chris, I was a photographer in the Navy, too. So.
Yeah, because you'd been in film, too, and working in film and so forth, and conscious of the lighting and how things
You learn that. You learn a lot about that just being on the other side as well. So.
All right, guys, National Camera Day. 6:54, Steve and Ted, coming up at 7 o'clock here at the top of the hour. All the news with Steve and Ted. Some states put reopening plans on hold, having some spikes there in the virus. That's coming up, Steve and Ted, in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.